people from Potch to share their testimonies just about the faithfulness and the awesomeness of God. So I told the team from Word Go, you must be ready in and out of season. So none of them know who's going to share their testimonies, but they're all ready and available. So MCR is going to come. Yanni's going to come. I'd like Bianca to come. And I think one more. I'd like, who else is here that's going to share? Let's see. Who's that? Yeah, Larissa. So you guys can come to the front. Let's clap for them. Woo! Wonderful. Okay, so guys, how this is going to work, you guys, you stand aside. You guys have literally a minute. So a minute to almost 40, 45 seconds. So let's keep it short to the point, but don't hold back and give God all the glory. Okay, cool. Just introduce yourself and then you can go for it.
Hey, hello everybody. My name's Yanni. So I told the morning service as well, this story, but I want to share it with you guys as well. So a few nights ago, we went to the old age home to minister there, and I prayed for an old lady, but when I got to her, I asked her if she knew the Lord, and she said, well, she knows about him, but she doesn't want to really follow him because she's angry and she's bitter, and she cannot forgive the people who did things to her, and the reason why she's in the wheelchair is because she was tortured and they held her captive for 4 years, and she said, I just can't forgive. And so I just started to pray for her, and as I was praying for her, while I was in the middle of my prayer, she started to weep, and she just kept on saying, Jere, ek vergewe hulle, ek vergewe hulle, Jesus, ek vergewe hulle. And she just said it over and over, and she just cried and cried, and we kept on praying, and a little while later, she told me that the reason why she cannot walk is, she'd like to walk, but she cannot because she saw the x-rays herself, she cannot, and so I prayed and just trusted God, and so she got up and she walked, and praise the Lord for that, so yeah.
Hi guys, my name is Emsia. I just want to share with you, this week the Lord has been so faithful. We had the big privilege to work at the Life Community Center. And I'm studying education, so I really love children. And it was just for me, like, I could see most of those children, they come really from bad circumstances, like, they are very poor and they are afraid, and it was just so amazing for me that I really could see the Lord in their eyes, and I was so privileged to have three little girls who was in my little team who gave their hearts to the Lord, and that was really good for me. Praise the Lord for that.
I'm Bianca. I am the head portfolio leader of the traveling and accommodation portfolio. We are 17 people on this trip to George, and we needed the cars to get here. So we prayed for three cars, and about two nights before, we only had two cars. And I was stressing because I felt it was my responsibility, and it was my responsibility to trust God for a third car. And the night before, we still had no car. We had a minibus and another small car, but we didn't get the third car. And I was like stressing a lot because I was thinking about possibilities and how we're going to get here. I was on the internet looking for cars to hire, and I asked when, I'm like, can I get one to hire, but it's only going to be at 8 o'clock and we're leaving at 4 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, go to sleep, Bianca. God's got this. I was like, oh, okay. And I tried to sleep and I slept. And the next morning we got at Quinn's house and it still wasn't a car. And we sat there for about 3 to 4 hours waiting on the Lord. And that was the most profound moment ever in my life, to experience God, because I said to them, I tried to put God in a box, and God doesn't need to be put in a box because it doesn't allow him to show his might. And so just a beautiful moment for me to encounter the might of the Lord and really to just trust him and we got a third car. Yay!
Okay, hello guys, I'm Larissa. Like MTL said, we had the privilege of working at the Life Community Center this week, and it was so amazing just seeing the joy in those children's eyes. We were a few people that worked at the Happy Feet preschool, and there was this one little girl, her name is Jodie. She's deaf and mute, and she was just such a bundle of joy. Just seeing how she interacts with people and stuff. And then the one day we prayed for her. And after we prayed, she just started giggling. And just she started like making signage like she wants to talk and stuff. And it was so amazing how we, the few of us that worked there, just found this love for her. Not just for everyone there, but especially for her, because she was such a bundle of joy. Apart from being deaf, apart from being mute, she saw like the little small things in life and made that her joy. And I believe that is God. And I believe God wants to do that for every one of us. Apart from all our bad stuff, apart from all the stuff that weighs us down, He wants to be our strength and our joy. And it's possible. And it's possible, y'all.
Give him a round of applause, guys. There's one more special lady would like to share testimony quickly. Lisa May. Really come to the front.
Okay, hello everyone. So last week Sunday I arrive at church and I like see all these people here and I'm like, what's going on? And so I hear like pot shofars here. I'm like, oh my word, Lord, like obviously like I'm an intercession, so like I'm gonna need some kind of scripture. So I get this like what was it, Isaiah 46, something like, don't fear, I'll give you strength and all that, okay? So, like, I was going to go to Turkey on missions, okay? And then I was, like, praying and praying, and God was just like, no, like, don't go to Turkey. So I was like, but Lord, like, you say we must go make disciples, and now you're telling me not to go. Like, this is so contradicting. And then he was just like, he told me, like, you don't have to go to a country. Just, it starts outside your door. Like, charity starts outside your door. And I was like, okay, so I must stay in Stellenbosch. Must I go to George? So I arrive at George, and I meet this great group of people. And I approach Quinn, and I'm like, listen, yeah, I'm joining your group, basically. And I really had the privilege of working and serving with them this week. And, yo, jullie, dit was het een groot voorreg en jullie het soos harte van goud en jo, ek net een klein ietsie vir jullie elkeen. So, jo, en okay, so, jo, ek sê vir jullie. Okay, and then today, this morning, we arrive at church and like the service is happening and everything. And afterwards, this man comes forward and he's like telling us about these ladies he healed and stuff. And then he was like, yeah, but the Lord just told me that there's someone in here who has a really bad pain in the back of their neck, like on the left-hand side specifically. So I was like, oh my word, that's like me. And earlier the day, I told God, Jesus, please just send someone over my way to just come and pray for this. Like, it's unbearable. Because I had meningitis in grade 11, and since then I've just been struggling with, like, headaches and migraines and everything. So then I come forward, and he prays for me, and, like, it's completely healed. I've got no pain in my neck. I've just, like, yeah. So God is really faithful, and, yeah.
How would you like, we'll get that afterwards, okay. Yeah, so I'm really, really excited about that, and yeah, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, and Holy Spirit, I ask that you anoint my lips. Father, I pray that only your words will be spoken tonight, and I thank you, Lord, that your kingdom will come in this place. I pray that you'll really just awaken a passion and a heart, in your heart's desire, Lord, just in us, Lord. And we say we're willing and available, Father, and we're ready to be used for your kingdom, Lord, and I thank you that you will come and bring hope tonight, Lord, and we just want to worship you and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm really, really excited. I can just testify God is so faithful. And as we were praying, God has shared two things that I have to share with you, is that He loves you so much. I just want to remind us so much that God loves us so, so, so much. And as we were praying, God just said He wants to break chains over His people. And there's chains that's binding people, that's preventing them from having hope. So God wants to break the chains of hopelessness. And I believe God is going to come do that tonight. And he's going to set people free here who've become discouraged and lost their hope. And God's going to renew our hope tonight in him and in his faithfulness. And I just want to share. I want to just encourage us with something quickly, just about restoration. Because I was praying about tonight. I'm like, Lord, there's so many amazing things you've done. We've seen so many things. And I just want to share just a simple thing. That God wants to restore and God wants to bring restoration in your life. And maybe there's some brokenness and maybe there's some hurt. And God wants to rebuild the ancient ruins. I got to encourage us because as I was praying as well about, God reminded me about Nehemiah. You know, there's a massive task ahead of Nehemiah. And God gave Nehemiah a vision. He spoke to him and he gave him instruction and he was obedient. And everyone just had to build in front of their house. You know, so I just want to encourage you. That God has called every single one of us for something mighty. God has called Chofar George really to bring hope to this town. And God really wants to use people just to bring life. And so we're going to just close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we just come and worship you, Father. And thank you for your faithfulness, Daddy. You see our hearts, Lord. I thank you so much for your love, Lord. And God, you see right through us. And thank you that you love us so much. And my Father, I thank you that your spirit is here, Lord. And I thank you. You say in your word, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, Father. And it's your anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. So, Father, I ask right now, Father God, that every person who's hopeless, Lord, that will find hope in you now, Father. And I just want to ask if you're feeling hopeless and you're feeling really discouraged where you've lost your hope and you just feel you're in bondage, that you aren't able to celebrate and worship God. You just so many things holding you back. I just want to invite you to just stand. I'd love to just pray with you. If that's you, if you're feeling hopeless this morning, this evening, I just want to invite you just to stand. I want to just pray with you. So right now, you guys can just stand if you feel that there's these chains that's holding you back from hoping in God and delighting in God. I just want to invite you to stand, and I'd love to just really pray with you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You just bring hope, Lord. I thank you that you come and bring life, Lord. You say in your word that you come and bring life, God, in the desert. And I just thank you that you say in your word you've come to make all things new, Lord. So thank you. You say in your word, you've come to set the captives free, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that you've called Chofar George to reach the nations, Lord. And you've called him to reach the city, Father, in this nation. But I pray that you come and bring restoration now, Father. You see all the brokenness, my Father. And I ask that you will come and just heal, Father, where maybe there's people tonight that's got lots of pain and hurt and just carrying burdens and baggages. I pray that you will come and just bring restoration, my Father. And I thank you that you are faithful. Lord, to you all things are possible, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you just come and bring hope right now. Holy Spirit, I just allow you just to do what you will. Just come and do what you will, Father. And I pray that you come and stir hope, Lord. And as you say, may the God of peace fill you with all hope and all joy and believing. And I pray, Father God, that this congregation's hope and joy will be bubbling and overflowing, God. And I think that they will really have a revelation of your hope, Father, that they will not be silent, Father God, that this church will not be silent, God. But, Lord, wherever they go, Lord, at their workplaces, Lord, that they will proclaim your word, Lord, that they will be fearless because they're just so filled with your hope and so filled with your life and so filled with your joy. Amen. Thank you, Father. You see these two special men, God, these are yours, Lord, and I thank you that you just come and strengthen them. I pray that you come and just give hope. You say in your word, you give hope to the hopeless, Lord, and I thank you that you come and just restore right now, Father, and I thank you that you bless them, Lord, and just strengthen them, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that this congregation will be known for their hope in you, Father God, that wherever they go, they'll be the light of the world, Father God, that they'll be a city on a hill, Father God, that they'll be the salt of the earth, and really that, Lord, that they'll be the answer, Father God, that their lives will be a testimony, Father, that you will use them, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And I can just encourage, you guys can say thanks. I can just encourage us, God really uses everyone who's willing. And this week we just saw the willingness, or the key is just willingness, faith, and obedience. And God has really been so faithful. And I can just share with my life, I can testify that God is so faithful, and he's really restored me so much. I grew up in a Christian home, really amazing family, the best parents in the world. They are amazing people, and I went through a lot of challenges, and I lost my dad at a very young age, and he was my hero. He sat next to me and we were watching television, and then he passed away. He stopped breathing, and we took him to ICU, and I remember still being in the hospital saying, God, whatever you do, please just keep my dad. I'll live for you. I'll be the best Christian this world has ever seen. And I think 3 days later, my dad passed away, and for me, that was quite a massive, massive blow, and I became very depressed and very sad, and, you know, just so many things, and I tried finding my love through my performance. I thought, if I perform and if I'm the best at everything, I'll be accepted. And I did everything, but nothing fooled me. And in that time, my mom had cancer as well. And something I just learned is just to really endure. So regardless of your circumstances, to endure and to keep your eyes on the cross and to focus on Jesus. And she had cancer and she went for many chemos and radiations. And at the end, the Lord healed her from cancer. But then she got meningitis, brain fusion sticking, and she became paralyzed as well on the one side. But something I saw in that woman is just hope. I saw a woman that never gave up regardless of what happened, and she never blamed God. She always praised God. And, you know, in that moment, I realized that's really what it's about. And she went mute as well, and she began to speak. And I think in 2010, one random evening, I got home, and my mom's nose was bleeding, and a couple of weeks later, she was in ICU. And about a week or so later, then she passed away. And I can just testify that God is with you, and regardless of what you're going through, He's with you. And I just want to really encourage us with that tonight, and I just feel that the Lord just wants to restore. And my prayer for us tonight is that God will really just come restore the joy of our salvation. And God just says the harvest is ready and the laborers are few. So God says we must pray for that God will thrust out the laborers. And the need in Georgia is massive. The need in Georgia is very massive. There's a massive need, and there's a very massive gap. And God's heart is breaking for this place. And we're the church. The church is the answer. And we're the ones that have to go. And God's waiting on us. And God's looking for people that will say, Lord, I'm going to die to myself. I'm gonna live for you. And I'm going to be fearless, God. And I'm gonna stand in the gap for the people in my classrooms. I'm going to stand in the gap for the people in my school. I'm going to stand in the gap for the people in my work. And I'm going to pray that, Lord, you will save them. And I just want to just encourage us with this. This is Jeremiah 1. This is very cool. The Lord really just encouraged me with this as well. And then it just says, 1 verse 4, and then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb of your mother, I knew you. And before you were born, I sanctified you, and I ordained you to be a prophet. And I just feel that's what I encourage us with, that the Lord has called us. And then it says, and then I said, our God, behold, I cannot speak. I'm a youth. And then God said to me, do not say I'm only a youth. For you shall go to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. And so this is cool. So God gives a promise here, and Jeremiah says he gives excuse. And I think we as people are so often easy just to give excuses. God says go, and then we make excuses. You know, but Lord, I've got these things to do. God, but I've got these things to do. God, I've got these programs to run. God, I've got this. So Lord, we forget that God is God, and we try and remind God. And we just bring all our imperfections before God and make them excuses. But God just says, but the Lord said to me, do not say I'm only a youth, for you shall go to whomever I send you. And whatever I command you to speak, you will speak. And then do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. And then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said, behold, I've put my words in your mouth. And see this day, I've set you over the nations and the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, throw down, and to build, and to plant. And I just want to encourage us tonight that God has called us all. You know, God said he's placed his word in our mouths, that he's called every single one of us sitting here to pull down the strongholds of the enemy, to pull down the strongholds of the enemy, and to really destroy everything that's not of God, but to build. God is building. And my question to you is, are you going to be part of it? Are you going to be part of it, or are you going to sit on the sideline and see people go to hell? What are you going to do? Because the awesome thing is every single one of us play a massive role and a massive part, regardless of your age. You know, if you're 18 or if you're 12 or if you're 140, every single one of us, God wants to use you exactly where you're at. God places skills in you, and he wants to anoint you. And I just want to encourage us with that. And then also with Joshua, this is, all of us know this, but I just want to remind us of this, and I just feel that the Lord wants to send us out as a God wants to commission us as his church to go with boldness and with fearlessness and with courage and love to really go to comfort those who mourn. Let me just find Jeremiah quickly. Joshua, excuse me. That's the problem with big Bibles. Okay, I'm going to just go to the index quickly. Excuse me. This is so funny. Okay. Yeah, and I can just encourage you. God's after your heart tonight, and you know He wants you. You know, and I'm learning every day that He doesn't want all the things you can do for Him. He wants you. So many times I think before we meet God, we try and please Him by our works, and then He comes and He saves you, and then afterwards you realize that. But sometimes you move away because maybe you've prayed for 5,000 dead people and they've all raised, and then you begin to find your identity in that. And God just wants us to find our identity in Him and His love. And I can just encourage us. It says, Moses, my servant, is dead. And now therefore arise and go to Jordan and you, all these people, to the land which I've given them, my children. And every place the sole of your foot will tread will be given to you, as I said to Moses. And from the wilderness, and this Lebanon, and as far as the great river, and the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous. For this people you shall divide an inheritance in the land which I swore to their forefathers. Only be strong and courageous, that you may obtain... that you may observe to do according to all the law of Moses as commanded. You do not turn from it to the left, to the right, and then you'll prosperous in whatever you do. And he said, do not let this book of law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night, and you'll be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I just want to encourage us tonight. May that really just be encouragement to us. The time to move is now. The time to go is now. And I want to encourage us not to be afraid, because God is really with you. He's with you to deliver you. And but God has called every single one of us for something great and mighty. And I feel the time for standing back is over. The time for standing back is over. And I just want to encourage us tonight that God really wants to do something special, not only in George and the nations, but also in your life tonight. And I just want to encourage us that if there's brokenness and if there's really some hurt and pain, maybe you're carrying stuff through the life and you feel, Lord, I'm feeling hopeless. I can't carry on. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know what I'm going to do with my job situation. I don't know what I'm going to do. Jesus is your hope. Jesus is the answer, and He loves you so much. And I just feel that the presence of the Lord is here, and God wants you to just bring restoration. So if you in a moment we'll have a opportunity for people just to come forward. If you just want to just be restored, and if you just want to enter God's presence and say, Lord, here am I. You see everything, God, and I'm desperate for you. And then the second thing is going to be if you want to be used by God to build. Because God says His kingdom suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. And I want to just encourage us that God wants to use you. He wants to use you. He wants to use you, regardless of anything else. You know, it's not about you anyway. It's about Him. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus. And I can just testify, God has done such amazing things in our lives. And just a last scripture I just want to read, just in closing. I just want to encourage us with this. Okay, cool. Isaiah 60, verse 19. And the title is just the title is God, the glory of His people. And the sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. And the sun shall no longer go down, nor shall the moon withdraw itself. And then it says, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your light. So, and the days of your mourning shall be ended, and also your people shall all be righteous, and they shall inherit the land, the branch of my planting and the work of my hands that I may be glorified. So everything is for the glory of Jesus. And then it says, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one shall become a strong nation. And I the Lord will hasten it in its time. So I just want to encourage us tonight that God has got massive plans. We have to start getting excited. God's got huge plans for Shofar George. He's got massive plans. This building is too small. We're going to have to expand because the people are out there. The people are out there. And God is calling every single one of us to be part of that. And we can really just say, Lord, we're willing. And it says, yeah, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one, this is a small one, shall be a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it. Then God will really bless you. And my prayer that God will really just lead you guys. And then just Isaiah 61. And then it says, this is not just about talking about Shofar George. It says, and they shall rebuild the old ruins. And they shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the ruined cities and the desolations of many generations. So regardless of what's happened for generations and generations and generations and generations, in Jesus' name, God will come and change everything for His glory. God will come and restore this nation. And God's going to do it through you. So my question, are you willing? Are you available? Are you ready? Because God is excited about you and He wants to use you. It says, strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. So if anyone talks about Shofar George, they will say, you are the priests of the Lord. And it says, and they shall call you the servants of the Lord, and you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion, and therefore in their land they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. And and then it just carries on, and I'll just read it. And then it says, and verse 8, for I, the Lord, love justice, and I hate robbery and burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make with them an everlasting covenant. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people, and all who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, and my soul shall greatly my soul shall be joyful in my God. For He has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with robes of righteousness. And as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and a bride adorns herself with jewels, for as the earth brings forth its buds, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. So, my Father, I just want to honor you for your faithfulness, Lord. And God, I thank you for the promise tonight, Lord, that you've really called your people tonight, God, to possess the land that you've given them, Father. You've called them, Father God. You've called them to rule and reign, Father, to walk in authority, Father, to proclaim your word, Father. And I thank that you say that the kingdom of God isn't a matter of talk, but of power. It's not a matter of talk, but of power, Lord. And I thank you that, Lord, you accompany, Lord, the word that goes forth from your people with your power, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that they've all been anointed, Lord God, to bring healing, Father, to the brokenhearted, and to bring deliverance for those who are in bondage. So I just want to honor you, my Father. And I just want to glorify you, Jesus. And if you want God to come and restore in your life, I just want to invite you just to stand. If you want God just to come and restore, if there's some stuff that's just going on, it's not like I want to just encourage you to stand, and I'd love to pray with you. And then the second group I just would like to pray for is those that say, Lord, we want to go, Lord, we want to build, Lord, we want to be part of this. You're calling us, Lord, and we want to obey. We want to go and possess the land you've given us, Father. We want to glorify your name, and God, we want to bring glory. I just want to invite those people also to stand. So you guys can really stand, and then thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.